You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Super Bowl what? Who? There's no football here. You're on the Network of Freedom. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and you are on the Armed American Radio Network, growing like a weed. Folks, if you missed last week's broadcast with Ted Nugent, man, I'm telling you, you missed a good one. Head over to armedamericanradio.org and drop down a little bit down that first page and hit the Ted Nugent interview there. It is clearly listed as hour one and hour two. Mr. Nugent had so much fun. He was originally slated to stay with us for 1 hour. He had so much fun, he stuck around for 2 hours, and a great time was had. He was a super interview and a lot of fun, and we will have him back on this broadcast, so make sure you check that out. Another great lineup coming up tonight. We'll get to that in just a second. First off, it is halftime, I do believe. Good. Turn it off. Get back a little taste of freedom here. We're talking about your right to keep and bear arms each and every week here on the Armed American Radio Network. Feel free to join us tonight at 877-877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. You can reach me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or you can tweet me at twitter.com/AARmark. Sean, my producer, kind enough to monitor the tweets coming in. Any of those three will get you on the Armed American Radio Network tonight. Larry Pratt, gun owner, executive director of Gun Owners of America, will be here in just a couple of minutes. He's flashing up on the screen. We'll get to Larry as quick as we can. We've got Sam Rohrer coming on. Sam is a Republican governor, candidate for governor in the state of Pennsylvania. We'll talk to Sam in hour number two. And then we've got a tremendous roundtable coming up. But before we really get cranking here on the Armed American Radio Network, I want to take this opportunity to welcome my co-host. And a special night it is tonight with my co-host tonight, Rob Pincus, because I want to make the announcement to you this evening that Rob Pincus will be officially joining the Armed American Radio Network and will officially be joining me here on this broadcast as a regular co-host every 3 weeks right here on AAR beginning tonight. So mark your calendars. We strive every week to bring you as much information and just to cram as much information as we can for you into 3 hours. And nobody does that better from a training standpoint than Rob. So we want to mix that up a little bit and get him involved and feed you as much information as we can. So with no further ado, I'm going to go ahead and welcome Rob to the Armed American Radio Network. My friend, welcome back.
Hey, Mark, it's good to be here, man. I appreciate you making me kind of part of the family now. I've enjoyed guest hosting in pretty frequently, actually, the last couple months. And now every 3 weeks, having exposure to the Armed American Radio Network family as it grows and being able to give out some information and get some questions and feedback from everybody that's listening to you every week is awesome. So thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, and I am really looking forward to getting as much information, Rob. We talked earlier today about how important it is to the listener to feed their head with as much as we can. And, you know, it was tough when it was 1 hour. It was almost impossible, in fact. We moved it to 2 hours. The response was overwhelming. We moved it to 3 hours. And man, 3 hours just doesn't seem like enough time anymore, does it?
It goes quick. It really does, man. But I really appreciate you letting me be part of it. And, you know, every 3 weeks and, probably as often as you call in between that, putting out whatever training information we can and just having a good time talking about guns and freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned growth. Let's throw this out real quick. The network is growing at a very rapid pace. I want to welcome WWTC. That is the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Salem Radio, 1280 AM, The Patriot. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network in Minneapolis. It is absolutely fantastic to have you joining this broadcast. Your prescription for freedom has been filled. You are actually going to be on this network next week. You begin on the 14th of February. And to all those folks up there who made those phone calls and wanted to hear this show, thank you very much for your efforts. Rob, check this out. You're out on the West Coast. Kingman, Arizona coming up the end of the month. KAAA. KAAA, Bullhead City, Arizona, coming up. KZZZ, in Bullhead, and they reach all the way out into Laughlin, Nevada. Modesto, California is starting. We've got tremendous interest in the Midwest right now, in Oklahoma, Nebraska, and a host of other stations. So stay tuned, because the growth isn't going to slow. It's been very, very humbling, and I'm really, really glad you're a part of it.
That is awesome, man. I got a lot of people up in Minneapolis. We've done a lot of training up there in that area, up in Iowa. You know, a lot of people don't know it, but the Personal Firearms Defense Video Series and Personal Defense Network are actually headquartered, the company right there in Plymouth, Minnesota, right outside of Minneapolis. So that is awesome that the staff and people working up there get to listen live now, too, starting next week. That is great.
Yeah, Burr, cold up there. And you were on the show when we made the announcement in Hibbing, Minnesota, too. In fact, I think it was you that said, I don't know if you realize this, but what is it, due south of what?
Well, if you're in Hibbing and you go due south, you run into Lake Superior. And I didn't even think that was possible inside of the continental United States. So
it's up there, man.
Far north up there, but great people, great ranges, and we've had some great training up there, too.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Hey, let's jump right into it, Rob. I'm ready. Let's get Mr. Larry Pratt in here, the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Mr. Pratt, welcome for your first appearance here on the Armed American Radio Network. It's truly a pleasure to have you on the air with us. How are you today? Larry, are you with us, sir?
I am.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, sir, your first appearance, and I hope it won't be your last. We've got a lot to talk to you about tonight.
Well, I'm just delighted to have the opportunity to be with you. Thanks.
You got it. Hey, let's start off with a little bit. Can you tell the listeners, you know, everybody knows the NRA, and GOA, of course, is, I like to refer to you guys as the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington, which is your motto. What does that mean? What sets you guys apart?
Well, our founder was in the California State Senate for over a couple of decades. H.L. Richardson saw time and again the fight for freedom, certainly in the Second Amendment arena, but many others as well, lost sometimes in a slow but steady way, because the forces of freedom are typically nice guys who want to show that they're nice guys and assume that our opponents think the same way, at least procedurally, that we do. And they don't get it when they think that way. They don't see that the Democrats, certainly those in control of the Democrat Party, and some in the Republican Party, see freedom as an enemy camp, and they aim to exterminate it. They're at war. Politics is inherently confrontational, and any effort to avoid that is to sign off on a recipe for failure. And so he wanted to make sure that Gun Owners of America would be a voice for forcefully representing the position of freedom, and that you can't take our freedom away. It's not negotiable. You may beat us in a particular fight, but we're going to try to make it as memorable and as painful and as hopefully something you don't want to repeat ever again after you've tangled with the forces in the Second Amendment community.
You know, that's extremely well said, and I really appreciate that, because incrementalism, we talk about that on this program, you know, week after week after week. We have lost so many freedoms because of the inch, the creep. And it's, you know, it's not just Second Amendment rights that it feels like we have to fight to get our Second Amendment rights back. We should have never lost any of them to begin with.
Well, one example of that would be that John McCain, who has been very hostile over the years to the Second Amendment, particularly gun shows and allowing his anti-gun show bills to be loaded up as Christmas trees with other anti-gun agenda. He's also the guy that didn't want us to be able to go into his election campaign season and say, we think John McCain's dead wrong and you ought to vote him out. Well, guess what? The Supreme Court overthrew his little McCain-Feingold anti-speech law, and we hope to be in Arizona with an ad something to the effect that John McCain is an enemy of freedom and you ought to get rid of him.
You know, I'm glad. I know I speak for a lot of people. I'm glad that he did not ascend to the office. I mean, I don't know. That's a fodder for another show. But
well, what it did was to get us somebody who wasn't. John McCain was kind of halfway into the socialist agenda, seeking approval from the liberal media and the Democrats with whom he works in Congress. And I don't think he's a full-bore, headstrong enemy of ours, but he might as well be, because he's a collaborator. Now, the guy that beat him is the real deal. He was schooled by a small-C communist Saul Alinsky, not directly, but by a couple of generations, intellectually speaking, down, and taught how to do Acorn-type stuff, Jesse Jackson-type extortion, as Service Employee International Union-type stuff. These guys play hardball. Where did Alinsky learn to play hardball? As a University of Chicago graduate student, he went and studied how the mafia used force and intimidation in order to get their way. And that was the background of his Rules for Radicals that became the instruction of our president.
And he is now our president. When we come back from this break, we're going to dig pretty deep with you into that. We'll be right back after these messages. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. You're with Mark Walters, Rob Pincus, and our guest Larry Pratt. See you in just 2 seconds.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? Do you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters? If so, you need to visit 9survive.com. When you do, you'll quickly learn vital survival skills such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters and the unprepared masses, Jedi mind tricks to keep you in the fight long after your friends have burned out, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. You can learn these skills and more by signing up for our free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive.com.
to the Armed American Radio Network Show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Armed American Radio Network. That re-intro coming back from John Young, you got to love it. 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Or twitter.com/AARMark, get you on the program tonight. We're joined by Mr. Larry Pratt. And if you're anything like me, you're liking what you hear because I really do appreciate the no-compromise deal. Rob, I know you've got some questions for Larry, too. Have at it, brother.
Yeah, man. Larry, first of all, thank you for everything you guys do. It's good to meet you here on the radio.
If
the listener at home is already supporting you, and supporting the NRA and doing the things that are to me pretty obvious that they need to be doing to support our fight for our firearms freedoms and then by extension all our other freedoms, what else do you recommend that they do on an everyday or once a week or once a month level? What does GOA say about individual activism and individual action?
Well, good question. First of all, I want to make sure that everybody, even if they do know of GOA, has taken advantage of our email alert subscription. It's a freebie, and it enables us to fight battles that if we were to wait to get into the mail, a lot of them would be over by the time folks got our communication and were able to send their postcard back to Congress. But the alerts enable people to send email to the members of Congress instantly, and we hear all the time from members of Congress staff that your emails are having an effect, and the ones that are with us encourage us to keep it up. It's the philosophy that was reflected in an aphorism of the late Senator Everett Dirksen, who was fond of saying, "When I feel the heat, I see the light," and that's what we're doing on a once or twice a week basis, communicating with the folks that have gone to gunowners.org and signed up, gunowners.org, and that will get you onto the battlefield, as it were. Second answer to your question is, in most states, we're not only having federal elections, but also state elections. And in each and every one of these states, it's important as it can be to, well, kind of look at them as a political hunting season. Right now, the hunting season for rhinos is open. Rhinos is political insider talk for Republicans in name only. And they need to be taken out politically and replaced by the real deal. People who believe in freedom, believe in the Constitution, limited government, and certainly the right of the people to keep and bear arms so we can keep the government limited, which is the underlying purpose of the Second Amendment. So that seems to me that that's another benefit, by the way, of staying in touch with Gun Owners of America, because we are putting out an increasing amount of information on who the rhinos are and when the hunting season is over. There'll be one day, a primary, when everybody has to go bang at the same time. And, for instance, here, I'm calling you from Florida, where I'm on a trip, and they're having a primary here in the summer in August. One of the primaries is between extremely liberal Governor Crist, who the Washington establishment just thought that they'd bless everybody in the state of Florida with, he's the guy that can get elected and raise the money. Well, the memo didn't get through to former Speaker of the Florida House, Marco Rubio. And Rubio is a candidate against their Governor Crist, who now is leading Governor Crist. In fact, we're hearing people speculate on when maybe the governor will drop out of the race for U.S.
That is awesome. So I'm looking now. I went, of course, to the website. We knew we were going to be talking tonight. And, for example, the alerts that you're talking about are great because they give people the perspective on local things they can do as well as national issues they may not be aware of. And one of the national issues that people may not be aware of is you don't just do, Armed American Radio and put out your own media blast, but you were relatively recently on MSNBC, not exactly Gun Lovers Central, talking about the relationship between the potential relationship between our fight for our freedoms, particularly firearms freedoms, and healthcare reform. And maybe that's something that people don't even think about. I noticed that's the most recent alert that you have up. Talk about that for a second.
It's a fight that we've been engaged in all year last year. As soon as Obama hit the deck, he thought he was going to impose on the United States a mandatory health program that would tell individuals what kind of health insurance they had to have, that they had to have it, and if they didn't, the fines that would be levied on them and the jail term ultimately if they didn't pay up. And in all of that detail, there were a couple of big devils. And so we had a dog in the hunt because backdoor gun control was there in a very tangible way. Now, for most of the year, members of the Senate, were particularly the Democrats, were writing back to their constituents saying, we don't know what Gun Owners of America is talking about. Why, there's the word gun is not in the bill at all. Well, by analogy, a lot of people may have heard about the Stupak Amendment, which deals with keeping federal funds from being spent for abortions. Well, were abortions not in the bill either? But Stupak knew what we know, that if you don't tell a bureaucrat no, then don't be surprised when they do yes. And so we said, look, there's no prohibition in this legislation that the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, a radically anti-gun former governor of Kansas who vetoed a concealed carry bill, would not be delighted to say, oh, among those dangerous activities that require much higher health premium, insurance premium, are those people that own guns. Now, how do we find out who has guns? Well, we force them to register. And we were being told, no, gun owners doesn't know what they're talking about. That's not in the bill. Well, interesting that on Christmas Eve, when Harry Reid put his last version together and before the Senate and rammed it through on a party line vote, the measure had some language in there, in fact, several pages, explaining to Mrs. Sebelius how she would not be able to do what I was just talking about. Now, that was addressing part of our concerns, but there, I think an even bigger area of concern was something that got started being shoved down our throat in 2007. And happily, that was the year that the NRA had supported a bill of Carolyn McCarthy's, a representative from Long Island, and she thought that it would be really cool to disarm lots more Americans, and she wanted to use the apparently wonderful idea of saying, well, anybody that has a medical diagnosis that might indicate they could be a danger to self or others, why, they don't need a trial. They don't need any due process. We'll just take their guns away from them. Isn't that what we should be doing? Who wants nuts to have guns? And our answer is, well, if they've been proven in court, then we might agree with you. But
the idea is that you guys really are doing a great job, I think, of through your alerts, through your work, letting people maybe make some connections that they wouldn't normally make. You know, Mark, that is I think, a big part of what I like about Gun Owners of America and what I think we need to keep doing here on Armed American Radio is helping people see through some of the clouds that come up.
You're absolutely right, and we'll get back to, so I want to ask Larry about some anti-incumbency waves sweeping the nation. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stick with us.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. keep your car performing at its peak all winter, make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac. PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network show. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I'm joined by Rob Pincus. You all know him, trainer extraordinaire, television personality on the Outdoor Channel's Best Defense, SWAT TV, and a host of other things. We'll talk about that with him throughout the course of the remainder of the broadcast. And we are joined by the Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Mr. Larry Pratt. Larry, first of all, welcome back. Second, boy, I'll tell you what, your last answer to Rob's two questions, I was taking notes as best I could and as fast I could. So what I'm going to do is, because I've got a lot to ask you on that, I want to throw, kind of combine two questions together. Our enemies play hardball. The enemies of freedom play hardball. The left plays hardball. We've got Chicago politics at its best right now on a national scale with these guys, with Rahm Emanuel and all these other greasy guys in there. Now, there's also an anti-incumbency wave that I'm seeing right now. I'm starting to feel that I didn't really feel as much as I did 6 months back, but I'm really beginning to see it now with the Tea Party movement and Palin making some inroads and giving speeches all over the place. Combine the two of them there.
Well, we've seen, I think it was just today, a newspaper headline that said what I would like to see taken advantage of by every limited government, anti-tax, pro-Second Amendment candidate. It said that the Kentucky Senate primary for the GOP nomination is a proxy war between Sarah Palin and Mitch McConnell, Senator from Kentucky and the minority leader of the United States Senate, and a major loser, a man who's comfortable with defeat, kind of a battered wife. He knows it's not fun to see what the Democrats do, but he doesn't really want to call the cops and put a stop to it. Well, Sarah Palin has endorsed Rand Paul, one of the Congressman Paul's children, not so much a child now. He's a man with his own family, and the opponent is the Secretary of State in Kentucky, who was chosen by Mitch McConnell. Well, it's kind of an analog to what's going on in Florida. The establishment candidate is on his way into the tank, and Rand Paul is doing just fine, thank you very much. And by the way, he's one that we've already endorsed, and we're delighted that I think he and Sarah Palin are going to win in that state, and Mitch McConnell and his chosen one are not going to do so well. This is something that if candidates will see, that they can easily explain, even at a state level, why somebody ought to vote for them, because I'm the Sarah Palin Republican. I'm the 10th Amendment Republican that wants to return to a time when the states properly exercised the authority that they have in the Constitution, which means in our present-day situation, telling the feds, you're not welcome over the state line in a whole host of areas where you've assumed that you have power and authority to do things where the Constitution hasn't given you that. And when our forefathers saw George III doing that, they took certain actions which we hope people will benefit from without us having to repeat them.
Now, there's a lot going on out there right now. Again, I'm speaking specifically with the anti-incumbents. You talk about the rhinos, like John McCain. I want to take you back to Florida for a second. I'm from Florida. And I believe what you said. I think you're going to see Charlie Crist drop out of that race, because he's not going to be able to handle the level of defeat he's going to be smacked down with. Now, I think the picture of him hugging Obama is going to do him in, and I think the picture of him in the background while Obama was bowing to Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio did not do him any justice either. Am I right?
When you're that closely associated with the bower-in-chief, I think you're going to have some of the same problems that the bower is having. It was very bad judgment. And it shows how locked in to being part of the establishment that Governor Crist is. And he apparently would think, as does Obama, that us schlubs just don't understand the excellent explanations of why we need their elite control over our lives. And if they just keep repeating the same arguments, perhaps a little bit louder, that we'll understand better.
Can the Republicans take the Senate back? You think that the Republicans are going to take the Senate back this year?
When Charlie Schumer's approval rating last, this is a Marist poll, I think, in New York State, pretty credible, has dropped from 58% in September to 47% last week, then, yeah, I would say if even his race, he's got a whole lot of money, and the smart money would be that he will certainly be able to prevail. But if Charlie Schumer is put on the defensive, say by Reagan administration economist Larry Kudlow, who's a CNBC talker, that at least throws the Dems further off their game, further into defense, and gives us insurgents a greater opportunity to push back what's been done to us for so long by people who only think in terms of what other members of Congress would think. Well, I don't really care what other members of Congress think.
I like that you said our us insurgents. Let's cut over to Harry Reid. Rob, you've heard us talk about this on the air before. You know, Harry Reid is in deep trouble in Nevada right now. I believe Harry Reid is done. I don't think he's going to survive that race out there, regardless of who the Republican candidate is. Now, assuming that the Republicans do not retake the Senate, they are absolutely going to pick up a number of seats in the Senate races in 2010. But if Harry Reid leaves, we've got what? Chuck Schumer, if he survives, or Dick Durbin in line to take the Senate Majority Leader position?
Oh, yeah. There's no good options there. The only thing that would be really acceptable would be for the Republicans to regain control and then to the unlikely event of telling Mitch McConnell that he's going to be a new creature, or we just thank him very much for his many years of service, give him a wonderful party, and then tell him that somebody else is going to be working out of his office.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is what you get, answers like that, when you talk to the leader of America's only no-compromise gun lobby. That's beautiful stuff. Rob, throw a comment in on that. That's spoken very eloquently, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Larry, what is the average day for gun owners of America? First of all, maybe a little bit for the listeners, how big is GOA? Is it four guys sitting in an office? Is it 100 people in different offices around the country? What are we talking about? We talk about the mechanism, the day-to-day of GOA.
Well, I wish it were the latter, but there's about 15 of us. Not all of us are in the Springfield, Virginia office, but that's where we do lobby from. And then we have some that are telecommuting. We're heavily invested in the state efforts this year to get Firearms Freedoms Act enacted in many other states, that, as you all, I'm sure, have talked about. We have two so far where they're telling the feds in important ways to take a hike when it comes to firearms law.
Now, you are referring to Montana and Tennessee. Let's make that clear to the listener.
Those two states have said that if a gun is made in the state, stamped on the gun that it was, and stays in the state, sold and remains in the state, then no federal gun laws apply, period, paragraph. And the feds are going to have a conniption over that. Federal courts will probably continue to violate the Constitution and say that the feds really do have authority to regulate firearms, which is just patently untrue. I've read the Constitution a number of times, and it's just not there. And the 10th Amendment makes it clear that if it isn't there, then the United States has no authority to act in a particular area. And these two states are saying, okay, we read that 10th and 2nd Amendment too, and so that's the law in our states. And what I'm being told by the folks working on this at Gun Owners of America is that we could realistically and fairly conservatively expect to see six more states added to the ranks of the naysayers. Now, here's, I think,
Larry, I need you to hold on to that thought for me, my friend, for just a couple minutes. We're going to come back from a break here very shortly, and when we do, I want you to finish that thought, and I then want to turn the tables and ask you about the McDonald case. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with Rob Pincus and Larry Pratt. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Thank you, John Young. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network show. I'm your host, Mark Walters, 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark, Colts 17, Saints 13, if you're listening to the Network of Freedom. Larry, I'm going to put you on the spot before I ask you to finish that. I hope you'll come back and join us on Armed American Radio.
Sure will.
Beautiful. Thank you. You were talking about Montana and Tennessee and the states' rights issues. I'd like to ask you to finish that. That's an amazing thing that's happening right now.
Well, I think the solution to this is going to be mostly political. And I think what's going to happen is we're going to see the federal courts do what they so often do and vindicate illegitimate exercise of federal government power. But if enough states band together, then that presents a dynamic that the federal overlords really can't deal with. We've already seen it in the national ID card that they wanted to make out of our state driver's licenses, which would have been a very serious matter for gun owners because of the data privacy invasion aspects of such a proposal. But enough states said that, look, we'll put our bureaucrats in jail before we let them give you the information you need to make that work. It never has happened. And even though there were sanctions against the states, they've never been exercised because at the time, if the thing became a dead letter, it was about a dozen states, now it's many more. Same thing could happen with firearms freedom laws, and we're seeing the same thing in states that might well have a dozen or more this year say to the federales, you can pass socialized medicine, but it isn't going to be law in this state.
You know, it's I believe that is on the docket now in what, about 23 different states?
At least Virginia is already well on the way to making it law. The Democrat Senate had enough wobbly-kneed Democrats that it got through the Senate. The House in Virginia is Republican. The governor said he wanted it before he was even sworn in, so it's now just probably could be this coming week.
Yeah, the listeners, you are living through an amazing political time in America right now. You're seeing the culmination of 233 years of buildup in our lifetimes. It's kind of like the folks that, you know, were just unfortunate enough to play golf against Tiger Woods in their lifetime. But you're seeing the culmination of this, in our lifetimes, the 2010 elections and going in forward into 2012, there is a battle in this country right now, and the forces and the battle lines are being drawn in the sand. You're actually seeing it.
That you wanted to connect, and we did a little bit of earlier, and that is these races that we're looking at and the anti-incumbency tone of many of the people that are planning to vote. This, what we've just talked about, the state's pushback using the 10th Amendment means that state elections are going to be as critical, if not more so.
Absolutely.
And we all have to go and find out who's naughty and who's nice. The politicians probably won't tell us that. We're going to have to ask them, well, would you vote to put a federale in jail if he violates a state law that says that a federal law doesn't apply? And if they balk at that, try to find somebody else who's got a little bit more testosterone.
Throw them out. Exactly. I couldn't agree more. I want to ask you, transition from the states' rights issues here to the McDonald case and get your opinion on this, and then I'll toss it over to Rob. I know he's got some more questions, and we're going to run out of time with you. McDonald case, the importance of it on the heels of the Heller decision. What are your thoughts?
Well, it hopefully will make the point that you don't have to live on a federal enclave to have the right to keep and bear arms, that it would be a little strange to think that anybody outside the District of Columbia in a military reservation or whatever has the right to keep and bear arms. So just because somebody moves from Washington, D.C., where it's theoretically possible to have a gun now, to Chicago, doesn't mean that you should lose that right to keep and bear arms. And that's the issue that's going to be heard by the court on March 2nd in the oral argument. There's two basic approaches to this case. One is to use, both are relying on the 14th Amendment that says very clearly that the federal government is telling the states that the Bill of Rights now applies to them. That was not the original idea behind the Bill of Rights, because states all had their own Bill of Rights. But now there's two clauses in that 14th Amendment, one that we think is a good one to use, and the other we think actually is very dangerous. The Due Process Clause is being pursued by the plaintiff's attorney and pretty much by the NRA, which says that the test for whether a right is protected by this clause depends upon the drift of judicial opinions and so forth. I forget exactly how it's put, but that's, in other words, it's a nothing burger test that is very slippery, slidey, and means whatever the judges want it to mean. And we think that's precisely the wrong way to go. Whereas the privileges and immunities provision says that if you have a right as a United States citizen, then you're living in a particular state does not mean that that state can take away your right to keep and bear arms. And there's a lot of litigation in this area, and our attorneys have pointed out that those precedents, which are supposed to be opposed to our position, actually weren't on point, and that the judges need to use this is their reference. And we do know another thing, that Thomas and Scalia despise the due process rule precisely for the reason that I was pointing to.
Interesting. You care to, on nationally syndicated radio in states across the country, from Florida to Alaska, make a prediction on the outcome of that vote?
I think they will rule that it is an individual right and that Chicago is violating it. It's more likely than not that it's going to be as narrow as Heller was, and that the lawyers are going to have a growth industry regarding the right to keep and bear arms.
Well, I don't doubt that, Rob. You heard me say 9-0 before. Of course, I was kidding. Yeah. I would like to believe that. You laughed at me, too. Go ahead. I'm going to turn it over to you on that note.
Yeah, I 6-3, maybe. So let me ask quick, because if someone was listening to the entire hour, and we were talking a minute ago about with the freedoms of the states to dictate the way firearms laws are going to be handled inside of their state, and that that's a good thing. And then we're talking about the McDonald case, and somebody who may not understand the Constitution, history, and everything else, now we're saying, wait a minute, let's fight this fight based on the idea that individual states can't choose things. And if I understand it right, and correct me if I'm wrong, the important missing link there is the 10th Amendment and the Enumeration Clause. And what we're saying is once something is granted by the Constitution, the states can't choose to take it away. Is that the paraphrase?
Exactly right. The states aren't free to violate basic freedoms, and that was very clearly established by the 14th. But if it's not a matter that's being protected by the Bill of Rights, and if it's not a power given to the United States under the, especially Article 1, Section 8, 18 paragraphs of specific delegated powers, then federales, get your hands off.
Larry,
I just wanted to make sure that was clear before we went any further. So then my question for you is, getting back to the state races, you talked about Florida. Of course, we got Sam Rohrer coming up, and we're going to talk about that.
By the way,
we've been talking about Nevada.
Yeah, you wouldn't have Sam Rohrer if he wasn't a good guy. But let me just underscore that I've watched Sam Rohrer for years. He's risen in leadership within the Republican caucus. And in spite of that, he is really an active, aggressive defender of freedom, particularly property rights and the 10th Amendment. If he were the governor of Pennsylvania, it would be a remarkable development.
Well, we're going to try to help him out as best we can tonight.
Good.
Rob, you wanted
to
continue a question.
Yeah, I wanted. Yeah, so I was gonna follow up with what other states do we need to keep an eye on? Do the listeners, as we grow, as they listen to the podcast, for the large number of states that are listening live tonight, what other states do we really need to keep an eye on and call our friends and email our friends and make sure that they're making some important decisions and being active?
Well, Birch Bayou in Indiana is one of those blue dogs that's been found out to be a yellow dog. And he's got former conservative, I hope he's still conservative, former Republican Senator Dan Coats of Indiana that is very seriously considering challenging him. Also former Representative John Hostetler, who would be just excellent. So there's and there's others in the race. Coats would probably become the favorite just because of his statewide name ID and prior service. But that's one to watch because by... Like all these blue dogs, talks a good game, until his vote is needed, and then he's on the other side. It's like we used to say about our inspector when he was supposedly a Republican. He always votes with us until we need his vote. our inspector is probably going down this year. Pat Toomey is probably going to beat him, and that will be a complete reversal philosophically as well as in party terms. I think the situation of Blanche Lincoln is pretty well known, and at this time with the entry into that Republican contest, there's a lot of good guys running. But John Bozeman of the Walmart district is probably the front runner there, and I think she's probably toast.
That's great news. Hey, Rob, you hear the music. Larry, you hear that music. That means we're coming to the close of this hour. Thank you so much, Mr. Pratt. We appreciate you being on Armed American Radio, and you are welcome back at any time. We'd like to bring you back on as we get closer through these elections, if you'll agree to come back.
I would, and try to get a longer hour the next time.
You better believe it, my friend. I appreciate it. Rob, stick around. Larry, thanks much for joining us. We'll be back after these messages with hour number two. I'm Mark Walters. I'll be back with Rob Pincus. You are on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.